Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons. It's Kenny and JT, powered by Paramount Elite ICS on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Folks, one of the best things around this time of year for me anyway is being a guy that works out and it is a gym rat, and I work out at the Powerhouse Gym. You never know who you're going to run into, especially during around Pro Football Hall of Fame weekend or weeks. And we know that's just right around the corner. So the other day, as you can imagine, I'm just doing my thing, working out, and here comes this big dude walking by. I'm like, uh-oh, there's Mike Munoz. Get him on the show. So with that in mind, I pulled him right over, Kenny. I'm like, hey, Mike, do you remember me? And he gave me that look, that crazy look in your eye that, heck no, I don't remember who you are. I'm JT from the Kenny and JT Show. Oh, yeah, I was on with you guys a while ago. How's it going? Well, I'm going to tell you how it's going. What are you doing on Wednesday? So here, with that in mind, we figure we might as well take a shot, see if we can get him on the show. I know it's a busy time, so with that being said, Vice President of Youth Football and Partnerships at the Hall of Fame Resort Entertainment Company is the one and only Mike Munoz. And Mike, thanks for joining us today, and how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, guys. JT, it's good seeing you, as always, and Kenny, thanks for having me on the show.
Always good to catch up with you, Mike.
How do you break away to go to a gym and work out during Pro Football Hall of Fame week?
Hey, you got to. This is the same thing. You got to keep moving.
Hey, Mike.
There's a lot going on. It's exciting time.
There really is. And I've been telling people on the show for about the last month or so, every time I drive by Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, I was there the other day. I thought a spaceship landed. This new scoreboard is outstanding, but there are so many things going on over there. Get us caught up to date, man.
Yeah, so you drive by, you see the scoreboard on the 75,000 square foot Center for Excellence. It's going to be, you know, office space. There's going to be a TED Talk Center in there. But then you look on the opposite side. Another scoreboard in the east end zone is going to be a great area for fan experience, you know, to enjoy the game, to enjoy concerts and festivals. And, you know, you go around the campus and there's construction going up everywhere. We're about to break ground on three more fields out of the youth sports complex. And so construction's underway. We want to get folks all over the country, all over the world into Canton to experience what we have here. And celebrate football, celebrate, you know, the things that made guys like my dad great, you know, Hall of Famers that enjoy the game, but also folks that enjoy sports outside of football. So, yeah, it's just a lot going on, and we're continuing to form, you know, partnerships with organizations that, you know, have caught the vision. You know, last time I was on, you know, talking about the NFL Alumni Academy, they're coming back this year, and we've actually added to that partnership with a NFL alumni health. And so this group is going to come in, take up a large portion of the Center for Excellence, and some of the best thought leaders in the area of sports performance and health and training to help kind of this next generation of guys that are going to be coming up and playing football.
You know, for me, growing up and living here my entire life, it's amazing to me that area could be utilized as much and as often as it is. And you guys come in, and there are so many things and pieces and parts and movement or concerts and, you know, youth camps. And what is your role in all of these things? You've got a game coming up in a couple of days there. Does this all fall under your tent?
It does not. It takes a village to build the village, you know. So I am involved with partnerships and sponsorship team and kind of the youth football and operations side of things. So working with groups like the NFL Alumni Academy to form that partnership, and then working with our team internally to say what areas, what avenues could that expand into. But then also getting folks in to the campus, folks like Johnson Control and other sponsors that would be you know, long-term supporters of what we're doing here on campus is something that I'm heavily involved in.
Mike Munoz is our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show. And Mike, the youth football side of this, so important, obviously. And I know it's part of the mission there with the Hall of Fame and that. So for people out there, parents out there listening, wondering, hey, how's this going to benefit me and my kids and everything? What's going on from that standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, coming off of a year that we had with COVID and the uncertainties really around the world of how we're going to get back and get our kids active again, it's been really encouraging to see groups on a regular basis come in through the Hall of Fame Village, you know, really starting at the end of February, having a consistent, you know, flow of tournaments and events that are youth-facing. And so, and it's not just football. I mentioned about half of the programs that we see right this year, at least, are soccer. We have lacrosse, really anything that's played on a rectangular field. And so if you go to our website, hallofamevillage.com, there are events that are constantly being posted that folks here in the area, but also nationally, have the opportunity to be a part of. You know, just this weekend, we have the Women's Football Alliance, the largest tackle football professional league, coming into town, having their three divisions play the national championship game. So, you know, you can bring your family out, buy a ticket, and see that. Robert Kraft, actually, the Boston Renegades are the one of the D1 teams that are playing. Robert Kraft offered to fly the team in with his jet. So, you know, we have things that are going on pretty much every weekend, and would like to, you know, start getting that filled out throughout the week. So, you know, if you want to get involved, just go to hofvillage.com and see what we have going on week in, week out.
I'm on that webpage right now, and it's fantastic because there are so many things. And like I mentioned before, we're speaking with Vice President of Youth Football and Partnerships at the Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment Company, Mike Munoz. Mike, what's it been like, and how has your job been over the last 18 months during the pandemic? You're talking about scheduling things. How can you schedule mm-hmm. something if you don't know if you can actually have it?
I tell you what, it's been tough, you know, but playing the game of football, being around the game of football, you always go into every week with a game plan. And the only thing that you know for sure is that things are going to change, right?
Yeah.
That's how you adapt and have that situational adaptability to kind of go with the ebbs and the flows of the game and pivot and reposition that you can be in a position to win. And that's really what the team here at the Village have done a great job in doing, led by Mike Crawford. Just, you know, every time there's something that happens where we weren't anticipating, like a world
yeah.
pandemic, you know, it's, hey, let's roll up our sleeves, get to work. And we've been able to weather that. And, you know, like I said, great partners like the NFL Alumni Association, working closely with the NFL who really believes in what we're trying to do, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, right next door, and all the folks that love the game of football and have built the game of football have come alongside and say, hey, you know, it's a tough time right now, but let's work together yeah. to accomplish our goal.
I mentioned the scoreboard. You mentioned the Center for Excellence. What else is going on over there? I mean, because, you know, for a couple of years now, people have been waiting to see some bulldozers, see some construction, and I got news for you people. It's happening. What's next, Mike?
Yeah, so I mentioned the new NFL Alumni Health organization. They're going to be taking up 5,000 square feet of that building. So that's going to be a big piece of that. You know, we're like I said, we're talking to other folks that are looking and interested in that space. The Hall of Fame Village itself are going to take up some office space in there. We're also going to have a TED Talk facility. So getting thought leaders in a number of different areas to inform this area, the youth of this area, the professionals of this area, and really program that center out. And then also utilize the fields that we have, the stadium, the amazing stadium that we have, week in and week out. We're constantly booking, you know, whether corporations want to come in and have leadership training or have some sort of, you know, annual meetings. We're doing that. We've had weddings, bachelor parties, et cetera. So, anybody that wants to enjoy the facilities that we have here, we've been working with them to do that.
Mike, my brother lives in Nashville, and we were talking country music because there's a couple big concerts coming up. One's going to be right there at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. For people that live in Nashville, it's not unlikely for them to walk down the street, run into a Garth Brooks, see a Taylor Swift. And for me, I start thinking about, okay, Hall of Fame Village. And I know the vision was there that there's going to come a time where you're going to be walking down the street and you're going to see some of these Pro Football Hall of Famers. So is this kind of like the vision of what you guys wanted to see that's going to encompass this entire village when it is completed? Or should we expect to start seeing things like that now?
Yeah, I think you expect it now. You know, I think going back to the relationship with the NFL Alumni Association, you know, we want to make sure that Canton is home to all guys that have, you know, contributed to the NFL and the formation of it and the way that it's progressing forward. And so to be able to see, you know, my dad and other Gold Jackets, but also former players and even current players, you know, Devin Jordan and some current Ohio State players had a youth football camp with about 500 kids out the other week. And so we want to make this place a very welcoming to anybody that has ever put on the helmet and played the game. And so, yeah, so for your friends in Nashville, and I'm having, you know, there are going to be a lot of friends that I have from Tennessee that come up to
sure.
Peyton and enshrined. And so, but to have events that really entertain folks, like Highway 77 that's going to be coming here in September with Dan and Shay, Dustin Lynch and others, you know, you'll be able to come and see celebrities, artists, musicians, you know, football players, and hopefully one day multi-sport players, so that this is just a place to bring your family and enjoy a good time. So, but yeah, you know, like I said, I also love with the Highway 77 that it shines a light on Canton, right? You know, and what it has to offer, just the notion of that interstate. So I think that there's a lot of positive things that are going on for the game of football, but also for this region, and it's fun to be a part of that.
Mike Munoz is our guest, VP Youth Football and Partnerships, Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment, joining us via the Wake 'Em Way Hotline. So, but take off your working, man's jacket and hat and all that, okay? And I want you to put your fan cap on. Peyton Manning is going into the Hall of Fame, Mr. Tennessee. Now, I know it was, you know, T. Martin who won the national title after Peyton left, but still, Peyton and what he accomplished, what's this mean to you and volunteer fans everywhere?
It's huge. You know, Peyton is such a great guy and such an amazing ambassador for the University of Tennessee. And I'll tell you, I've been working in Canton the last couple of years, and I started having folks reach out and asking for tickets a couple years ago, you know, ahead of him being enshrined. So I know that Ball Nation is excited. You know, they still have shirts and hats that say feels like 98, you know, and,
wow.
And when they won national championship and then before that, Peyton being here. So, you know, it's a big deal. And I think that he, has continued to make a huge impact, not just for the University of Tennessee, but for the game of football itself and raising that awareness and creating fans, because he's such a dynamic person. You know, when you see him on TV, the shows, the commercials, et cetera, you can start to understand why he was such a great leader on his teams, and people are just drawn to him. So I'm excited to see him getting enshrined at the Hall of Fame and to see what he kind of has in store next. I think I heard that he and Eli are going to be doing Monday Night Football. So, you know, the sky's the limit for that family.
No question about that. And the sky's the limit for what can happen here in Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Village to honor the heroes of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, celebrate excellence. And they do that on a daily basis. But it really blossoms and explodes during Hall of Fame weekend. Do you have a favorite event during Hall of Fame weekend? We're going to be asking our listeners, Mike, about all the different things that go on. I'm riding in the celebrity community parade this Sunday. JT and I have done the Hall of Fame parade in the past, and those are a blast. Is there something that stands out for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the events that kicks off the week is the first play event, and, you know, they start downtown where the NFL charter was signed at the Hutmobile shop, and they walk the ball, walk the football, you know, it's about 3 miles through Canton and up, up to the steps of the Hall of Fame. And, it's a huge youth organization or, youth event. There are a lot of kids that are involved, and I love that, you know, the excitement around that, and that it's kind of the kickoff to the week. It is usually hot, and I've walked that in a suit before, which is kind of tough, but I'll tell you what, that's one of my favorite events. But then also just to have the kickoff game Thursday night, and know that the NFL is back in the swing of things, is also something that I absolutely love, you know. But yeah, you have the enshrinement ceremony too. I feel like I'm saying I like it all, you know, but there are pieces of every event that just, you know, resonates with me. And so I'm excited to get the season kicked off again.
Hey, if you're not a football fan, what's not to like? I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. You'll find something you're going to like, from a beer festival to a concert to a football game. If you're a fan of football, you're going to find something you like. And we like having Mike Munoz on the program with us right now, VP Youth Football Partnerships at Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment. Mike, for decades, Pro Football Hall of Fame is built 1963, okay? And for years and decades, people kept wondering, when will it have tentacles and reach out from beyond George Hollis Drive? And now we're starting to see that. Centennial Plaza downtown, different things happening and popping up around the city. And my biggest question, I guess, when I think about that is, what was the model to pattern that after? You know, a lot of people say, oh, we want to be the Disney World of professional sports. Is that truly the case?
You know, I wouldn't go so far as to say Disney World of professional football, but I think the vision is, and really the kind of at the core of everything is understanding just what the game of football teaches about life, and knowing that, you know, you build something that puts that on display and kind of inspires folks to look inside themselves and say, hey, I have those same attributes, traits, characteristics that these guys have that have been amazing football players on the field. And I can, even though I'm not necessarily going to be in the Hall of Fame with a bust in Canton, Ohio, I can still live a Hall of Fame life. And so to be able to take that notion of, living a Hall of Fame life and pushing that out into other areas, into other, you know, platforms, whether it's here on site at the Village or in some of the media opportunities that we're building and the content that we're building with Hall of Famers like Tim Brown and others, I think there's a huge opportunity to distill down what made those guys great and to just really celebrate with others, you know. And so that's really the vision, is to have a place where we can celebrate excellence. You said it, you know, the mission of the Hall of Fame, to celebrate excellence everywhere, and to be able to have a village that puts that on display.
Hey, Mike, we always appreciate the time. We know you're a very busy guy, so thanks for making it for us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Continued success, and I'm sure we'll run into each other, either you and JT at the gym or during Hall of Fame week up there near the Hall of Fame here in the next couple of weeks, all right?
Absolutely, and thanks for not letting me talk about the Bengals at all. you know, but maybe
off limits.
Off limits. I told JT, it's great. I love being on the show, guys, and I appreciate your support. And so, anything we can do to help, let us know.
Keep up the great work, man. We always appreciate it. Mike Munoz right there, son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz and VP of Youth Football and Partnerships at the Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment. We're going to break in right here, and more of the Kenny and JT Show coming up next.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.